We are on Daf.
I am Pesim and Aleph. The Gemara. Pshita Ari Ara Uboti Ara. Let us see Rashi. Pshita Li Ara Uboti Ara. We had the first halach in the Mishnah was Noflu Loksofim. If she yashin ksofim, yukach bem karke, bu'oichu peiris. So what is, if there's a difference of opinion, in what karke to invest? Nofnu lo ksofim, ubo likach lo karke. And she wants to purchase a karke. Ze oimer, he says, karke bazriya mi roitza. I want a karke that you be able to plant. And she says, "Bati mani roitza likach. I want to purchase real estate." Oyepach or fakert, she wants karka lezriya, and he wants batim. So the halacha is, in this difference of opinion, we paskin are. Zavninin minayu. From the money that she yashin, we purchase karke. And the reason is because karke has two milas. Sheschoro merube. That means there's a lot of profit from it. So that means the peiris, if he wanted karke, that was the first marshal of Rashi. Zeri mer karke basriya niroitze. And he prefers karke because he has a schus achilas peiris, and the peiris will be greater from a farm than from a house. There ain't no markeves, and if she wants karke, so since the keren belongs to her, so she can demand karke because her keren will be more secure. So both of them can be ma'akiv on the other one that wants batim. Abal yocholoymer dovo sheperoysov merubim ani chofetz. The Baal can say, I want a dovo sheperoysov merubim, therefore I want karke. V'chein im bohu likach bayis. If he wants a bayis, doesn't bother him the peroysov merubim. Here, by a karke loilomeme, this the karke, my keren remains insured. It won't rot and it won't disintegrate. Masha'enken a bias has these chesreines. So, ara ubati ara. Boti vidikli. But if there's a choice to either purchase a bias or to purchase a deco, boti, so then we purchase a bias. So Rashi says, boti schoron merube midikli. There's more profits from renting out a house than from a deco. Shehein asuyin liyabesh. A deco is dependent on the elements and it can dry out. She loses the keren and the peiris also is also not so batuach. Dikli viloni, if the sichsach is either to purchase the kolim, a palm tree, a date tree, or other trees, dikli. So then we purchase a date tree, a palm tree. Iloni vigufni, iloni. If the dion is to purchase a tree or a gefen, a vineyard, we buy iloni. So Rashi says, dikli tamarim, iloni shar ilonis. Now before we go further, it seems as a machloikis, between Rashi and the Tosfos Rit. When the Tosfos Rit, let us look to find Tesamad Beis, when he brings down this Gemara, it's around 12 lines from the top, after the two dots on the right column on Ayin Tesamid base. Pshita, let us just see how he says Pshat in the Gemara. Pshita, Aro uboti Ari. Boti vidikle, boti dikle, biloni dikle, loni vigufni iloni, perish. Heichlu de noflo lo nechosim de omru ba amoran yukar bem kalke. Vaymer habal, bayis aniroitze liknois, sheschovoi merube. So the Tesis Rid says, not like Rashi, that the income from rent, that's more than a farmer gets. Chorei merube, yaisi min asode. She tzorich, avoyde rabbe, charishe, zriye. Ve'isha imeres, she doesn't disagree with her husband, but she says, sod ani reitzim neish habayis heilach habola. That's it. You'll gain more from a bayis, but I'll gain more from a sode. Shabayis heilach habola, abinyim betikhoisa veitzov, adin biyade ishel akiv al habal, shehi reitze dovo sheyakeren kayim, vlayelach viyivle. That means, if we have, so the Taisus Rid learns Pshat, not the Machloikis is, according to Rashi, we have a Machloikis in economy, which one is a better investment? And Chazal are telling us, this is a better investment, this is a better investment, there's more payers, there's more, the Karen is more secure, that's how Rashi learns Pshat. The Taisus Rid learns no. The Fakert, he wanted the profit and she wanted the assurance of the Karen. And in Halacha, Fakert, she has the right to be assured. It's her money. He has a schus achilas peiris. So you have a schus achilas of what my Karen is going to be. But what the Karen is going to be, you don't have a day yet. That's in the Fakert. I have a day. V'chei nami. Im abal reitze dikle, sheschore merube min abayis, again, not like Rashi, veishe reitze abayis, adin imeishe she yoise hu kayim abayis min adikle, sheruach bovoi krosoi, vechein dikli viloni, yoise miskayim adikli mishar ilonis, vaavo pi she shar ilonis schoron merube, ode ilonis, The payers, they get, there's a greater profit from them. The Gemara says in Perek HaChoivul, Gufni koni dikli avol dikli le koni gufni. There the Gemara says that if you own a vineyard, you can get a lot of money to purchase a dekel. But if you own a deco, you won't be able, with what you get from the deck, you won't be able to purchase a vineyard. For choshken shari lonis. So I'll call upon him, choshken shari lonis, ava bishalonis miskaimim yoysi, shagufne meirein miskalkalai, u maskos avisharay tzadovish yiskaim karno. So Memele, so, and that he says, that the Isha has a priority. Alright, let's stop over here, and then we'll see, according to Taisus Rid, we'll be fam for Taisus Kashin. Dikli v'iloni dikli. So Taisus says, Hainu keperish rabbeinu tamba moichas asfine. The kolim miskaimim harbe, that kolim lasts longer than poshita trees. Poloike rashbam, the pirishosnde miskaimim yoisim dalde, shonim gabi hoda omar abzvi dekolim legeza. Iloni vegufni iloni. Mashme, the gufni greye mi iloni. The gufni are worse than iloni, v'choshkein midikli. So it's zicha worse than a deko, da'adifa mi iloni. So it seems from our Gemara that a deko is much better than a gefen. V'koshe damrinem ba'achoivu. Arisei dishmul aisei le tamre. The Aris of Shmuel brought to Shmuel Tamarim, dates, Taminu Taima de Chamra. So when he ate the date, so he tasted a taste of Chamra, of wine in the date. So that means that the date tree was Yainik from the Kfanim, and it took away a Yainik from the Kfanim, and that's where you could taste it in the dates. Oma komakrishi begufne kule hai. That means it is this date tree, which was next to the vineyard, is makrish kule hai, that you could taste already a tam chamro in the dates. So he told the Oris that tomorrow you tear out this dekel, and this dekel is mazik. It's weakening the gefen. So Taisus says mashme de gufni adifi midikli. So there it seems that the dekel was makrish the gefen. But in our Gemara, it says that a dekel is better than a gefen. It's either better than an ilum, but it's better than a gefen. So Taisus has a kash. So according to the Taisus Rid, the kash finds sich nicht an. That means sicher, a gefen, there's more profit from a gefen. But here we have a new criteria of keren. That means, which will last longer? She has a right to demand a keren which will last longer. So that's our Gemara. It's nothing to do with that Gemara. Taisvis seems learned like Rashi, that our Gemara is speaking about, in general, a dekel is better than a gefen. But all, taking everything into consideration, the profits and the security of the keren, everything, a dekel is better than a gefen. So then we have to understand what's pshat and shmuel. If there was a problem between the dekel and the gefen, so why was the yoke of the dekel? V'yesh leima, so Taisus answers as follows. The dikli adifi boze. That means a dekel, even legabi the profits that come out of it, there's no eitzos needed. The profits come in by themselves, it grows by itself. Aval gefanim yitzrichen yitziya merube. You have to invest a lot. If you won't take care of the kerem, so nothing's going to come out. That is true. If you'll invest a lot of money and time into the upkeep of the kerem, you can make a lot of money. But when it comes to an investment over here, but since the it is so critical, that means if you do this, you can make a lot of money, but if you won't be doing this, you lose everything. So when it comes to an investment, a dekel, bakel mikol koil, is more preferable than a gefen. Zukte Gemara weiter. Parashi learns this is a new sugya. Abba Zardiso, a forest of that has Ilonis, which Ilonis shall Uzradin, Rashi says. This was an inferior Ilon. It didn't give out Peiris, gave out inferior Peiris, so for that there was no Shimush. The only thing it was aimed for was the wood. You chop down the trees of the forest and you have wood. Upeire de Kavri. And this is a fish pond. So again, you have here a pond with fish. Now, in these two cases, this is That means, how do we consider the fish in the pond and the trees? Omri la peri, others say, well, this is the karka that she has, and the karka which surrounds the fish pond, that's the keren, and the fish and these trees, that's called the peri. So memele, if she yarshind an abis ardese, or she yarshind a peri de kavri, so he takes the fish, and she'll be left over with the pond, and or he'll chop down the forest, and she'll be left over with an area with stumps. V'omri lo kame. Others say this is not called peri. This is the keren. That means if she's left with nothing, she's just left with an area with stumps or with an empty fish pond. That's not called peris. That's called keren. And then the Messiah, klola de milse. Gizei machlev peire. If, when the thing is cut off, something else grows, bimkaimai, then that's called peire. That's the hagdara of peire. That when you cut off the dovash and his gadol, something else will grow back. So that's called peire, and that he has a right to take. But Engizei Machlev, like over here, he'll take the fish, he'll chop down the forest, so she has nothing. She just has a kark and an empty fish pond. So that is a halacha of keren. So the whole thing is keren. So Mamela, so we'll sell this and we'll buy a kark and that's Oysa Peres. Let us see Rashi. Abe yar lachtech eitzim, zardese ilone shel uzredin, loy hoyu piryon choshev lehen, so the peri was not choshev, so that zicha wasn't peris. Vekoytzim oysan le eitzim, so they were used for eitzim. Upeire de kavri, chafire shel dogim, a fish pond. Amru lo peiri. Others say this is peiri. Im naflu lo bi yerushe. If she yashin this, tzitzar sa eitzim v'dogim shebechafira. Hu piryon. That's the peiri. V'ha karka hu keren. So this is the keren. These are the peiris of this keren. V'omri lo kulu havekalne. This whole thing, the fish pond together with the fish, that's keren. Hoyil ve'eitzim ba'dogim kolim. That means that you cut off the eitzim, you take away the dogim, so then you have nothing left over. Akel yemochem miyad vilkech bemkar kavoichol peyres. Ilon engizei machlech. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Zeire, Omar Rab Ishaya, Omar Rab Yanai. For Omri lo, not Rab Zeire said Bishem Rab Ishaya, Omar Rab Abba, Omar Rab Ishaya, Omar Rab Yanai. Hagoinei Vlad Behemes Maluk. That means that she yarshin the behemoth. The behemoth had a child. Now a ganef went and stole this vlat. Mishalem tashlume kefil leisha. So the ganef will pay kefil to the isha. So the Gemara at first understood what is pshat Rabbi Yanai. L'chayre, a vlat behemis maluk. That means as follows, that she had yarshin the behemah. The behemah had a vlat. Now, the ganav went and stole the vlad. So, l'chayre, we would think that a vlad is a peiri, that's the peiri. That means she yarshin the behemah, and the children that the behemah has, these are the peiris from the aim. So if these are the peiris, so the vlad belongs to the husband. So if a gamif stole it, so he pays kefil to the husband. These are his peiris. And Rabbi Yannai said, you pay peiris, you pay kefil to the wife. So the Gemara at the present time understood, the only way we can understand Rabbi Yannai, that for some reason the vlad does not belong to the husband. That's what Rabbi Yannai is saying. The vlad does not belong to the husband, so it's her vlad. The vlad is not considered peiri, so memela, if a gandam steals it, you pay kefil to. So the Gemara says, this is very modern. Why shouldn't the vlad be considered peiri? Keman, loike rabbonon veloike chananya. So Rabbi Yannai is not like both tanoi nesanya. We learned in Abaraisa, vlad behemis meluk lebal. Vlad behemis meluk belongs to the bal, that's peiri. Vlad shivchas meluk, what if she yashin the shivche of vlad, leisha. The vlad belongs to the isha. We'll see later the reasons. V'chananya ben achi yeshia omar, osu vlad shivchas meluk, ki vlad behemis meluk, and it belongs to the baal. So we see Sai Chananya, Sai the Tanakama holds that Vlad Behemis Malug belongs to the Baal. There's a machloikis, Vlad Shivchas Malug. There Chananya says is also to the Baal, and there the Tanakama for some reason says belongs to the Isha. But all the Tanoim hold that a Vlad Behemis Malug belongs to the husband. So what's Pshat and Rabbi Yannai that you pay kefil to the Isha? So the Gemara says, you misunderstood Rabbi Yannai. Not Rabbi Yannai means that the vlad behemah belongs to the isha, and that is why you pay kefil to her. Now, afilu teima divrei hakel, Rabbi Yannai is going according to everyone. Peiret kinu lei rabbonon. Rabbonon said that he has peiris. The vlad is the peire. Peire de peire loy tekinu le rabbonon. And we'll see in Tosfos exactly what this means. But the kefil is a peire of the peire. So the kefil, he doesn't get, that's what Rabbi Yannai said. The vlad zikhe belongs to him. It's no shail about it. The vlad is a peire of the behemoth. But the kefil is a peire de peire. Let us see Rashi. Vlad behemis meluk, shenoflo behema biyerusha viyoldo, the behema of Vlad. Tashlume kefil leisha v'loy lebal. Kosalka daitoch, the Gemara held, the kosava he holds ein havlodais peiri elo keren. That the vlodis have a din of keren, v'yikach bem karke. Now, why? How do we understand this, that the vlodeis have a din keren? The chayshinen shema tomos ha'ein v'yichle ha'keren. So that means that therefore the vlad, we cannot, is the whole aloche that he gets peiris is if she remains with a keren. But we're afraid maybe the mother might die. So therefore he cannot take the vlad for himself. He'll take the vlad, he'll shech the vlad, and then the baby is going to die. So what happens is gonish. So she doesn't have anything. So therefore, and we're afraid the behemoth might die, and she'll be left without anything. So that is not called, he's getting peiris. So therefore, since there is such a suffix, so she keeps the vlad. So the Gemara says that's a very nice svara, but there is no tana that holds like that. Vlad shivchas melug leisha lekame meforish taime. Peire Guf Avla. So the Gemara said, no, you don't understand the reason of Rabbi Yannai. The Vlad is Taka Peire. But Kefil is Peire de Peire. Kefil Habo Olav. This is a Peire from this Peire. So this is a profit that one derives from the Peire. Peire de Peire does not belong to the Baal. That is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yannai. Now the Gemara is going to start explaining the machlokes of Hananya and the Tanakhama. So the Gemara says as follows, Bishloime lechananya, according to Hananya, Hainu teleichashina lemisa. Now Hananya holds with nafchayish lemisa, lemisa sa'im. So memele, so sai by a shivche, sai by a behemme, don't be chayish lemise. So we can assume that the keren remains. He has she has the behemme, she has the shivche. So the vlod is, that's the peri of the keren, so that goes to him. He wants a shechter, let him shechter it's his. Ella Rabbonon, but the Rabbonon who differentiate between a Vlad Behem or a Vlad Shivche, so what is Pshat? Ichayishi Lemise, if the Chayish Lemise, so Memele, so we're afraid that the Behem might die, and she has to be secure with the Kerem. So therefore we say that the Vlad also belongs to her. So if that's true, afil of Vlad Behem is Melugnami. So not Vlad Davke, if you chayish lemise, and that is why the Vlad Shivcha does not belong to him, is Vlad Behem is Melugnami. Like, should also not belong to him. Be'i loy chayish lemise, if they're not chayish lemise, and that is why he can take the Vlad of the Beheime, Afil of Vlad Shivchus Melugnami. So what is Pshat in the Tanakhama? So the Gemara says, Lo'oilom Chayshi Lemise. They are Chayish Lemise. The Tanakhama is Chayshi Lemise. So therefore, Vlad Shivchus Melug, so he cannot take the Vlad because v'chayishi lemisa. So we cannot give him the Vlad. V'shani behemah de'ika oira. But a behemah, a filu the behemah will die. So she still has a keren. That means a dead behemah. There is still a keren left over. There's the oir of the behemah, which is kaim lachem isus a behemah. So she is secure with a keren. So memele, so that's why he can take the vlad. Masha ein kaim by vlad shivche, if the shivche will die, so she's left without anything. So therefore, we cannot give him the vlad shivche. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "The ka'ira ve'ein akeren kola kuloi." The keren does not, even the behema will die. She's still left over with a keren. So memela, that's sufficient. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Huna Bachia Omar Shmuel Halacha kechananya. We paskan like Hananya, that what is no difference between a Vlad Shivcha and a Vlad Beheme, and a Vlad Shivcha also belongs to the Baal. We're not Chayish Lemisa. Omar Rove Omar Rav Nachman Afal Gav the Omar Shmuel Halacha kechananya, even though Shmuel paskin like Hananya, that what? That Vlad Shivche belongs to the Baal, If he gave her a get, that means that there's a certain by Avlat Shivcha, that means they had certain Avodim, that this was the family Eved, Midere Deres. So Kozman, they married Memela, but if he gives her a get, so the Vlad Shivcha Taka belongs to him, but if she pays him for it, he's Mechuyev to give it to her. If she wants it, Al Shvach Beis Aviyah. Zogt Rashi, Shim Nizgarsha, Vabal Zoche Bevlodoi, Shehen Keperis Plushim, Neisenes Laisha Domim, Vneiteles Bnei Shivchos. Zogt Gemara weiter, Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nachman. Hichnisa loy eis lechelbo. She yarshened an eis, and so he can, the milk belongs to the husband. The keren is the eis. The milk belongs to the husband. V'rochel legizosa. The sheep belongs to her, and the gizes, the wool that grows on the sheep belongs to him. The town of Goylis, Lebeitzosa, she asked the town of Goylis, so he gets the bayim. Videkel, Lepeirosov, she asked the dekel, he gets the peiris. Oichel, Vahilech, Adshe Tichlo HaKehen. So he's allowed to eat all the peiris, Adshe Tichlo HaKehen. So what does this mean? So Rashi says, Eiz lechelbo, lechel chelbo, legizay seho, hein iker shelo, lohochi nokat lohu. This is the iker. Who had in the shakal chalav of lodesh, he is chalav of lodesh also. Oichel vahoylech, legabi beheime iker oira. That means that she is secure with the heir of the behemoth. The gabi town the goyles ika noitza. The gabi dekel kshe yivash ika eitzov. Aval hani kule peiris nino, but all these things, the behem and the cholov, the Giza, this is Peiris, Shemischachin Tomid, the Derech Hanosmi, this is the Peiris, so this he has a right to take. And all these things, it's considered she is a Kerem. And that's why, since she's left over with the Kerem, he's permitted to take these Peiris. Agav Uche, the Rosh brings down a Bahag. We heard before, that behemis malug, the vlad belongs to the husband. This is called peiris, and then she is a keren. What if the behemah will die? Well, she hears oir also. So the Bag says something very interesting. The whole shakl of a tie in the Gemara is before anything. That means you have the behemah, you have the vlad. Now he wants to take the vlad, so the shaila is, can you tell him, listen, you'll take the vlad, and what'll be if the behemoth dies? So, don't take the vlad. He wants to shecht the vlad. He wants to eat the meat. He has a vlad. So she'll say, don't shecht it. What'll be if the behemoth dies? I'm left without nothing. No, you'll have. Fine. So he's allowed to shech the vlad. That's the din. Vlad behemis maluk labaylo. Now what happens? He didn't shech the vlad and the behemah died. What happens now? So the Bahag says, then she comes over to the husband and says, you give me the vlad. That means this whole shakl of Italia is before anything happened. If she has the right to hold the vlad to be secure in a can, and that we say lechashinu lemisa, or afilu lechashinu lemisa, but you'll have the oil. That is before anything happened, so we give him the permission, he can take the vlad and do what he wants with the vlad. But if he didn't chaparayim, and the behemoth did die, so the Bahag says, then she can come and take, I'm left with that egg. Yeah, very good, yeshekayach, but now she can go and take the aim b'mokim the vlad. The vlad b'mokim the aim. Zog de Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman. Eile le glime. What happens if she yarshin the talis a beget? Pei rahavi mechase bei v'ozul ad de kalya. So, she bought it a beget, so the peiris of a beged is the shimush, the wearing of the beged. So he's allowed to wear the beged till it gets worn out. Ad the kalya. The trashi. Umachasi vi ozl be ad the koli. Vashchokim yil ol the keren. Now the shmat is, it's not wearable anymore. It's full of holes. But al kaponim so, but she shmata she could vashchokim yil ol the keren. Now, really, we have to appreciate this memra. It's a moira de kechidish. That means, till now, when we were speaking about peiris, so the husband was taking the peiris, and she had a keren. He's taking the bayim, he's taking the giza, he's taking the cholov. That means he's taking the vlad of the behemoth, he's chaplaining with her. What if the behemoth dies? Don't worry about it. But al kaponim, he is taking the payers. Now, over here, he's using up her beged. He's ruining her beged. Now her beged is the keren. This is a meira de kechidish over here. He's permitted to use up or beg it, even though it gets ruined. So they bring down from the Ran, I forgot who says Pshat in the Ran, and this Nakude, that the Ran says, by every Levisha, it's not Nikah the Bilui. So even though theoretically, he's using up the Kerem, but since by every Levisha, it's not Nikah, so we assume that this is considered like he is wearing it and not ruining it. I mean, since it's not nikar, the pchas and the keren, so we consider he is taking tashmish and the keren remains. But this is finish me, tzomayra de kechidish. Zok the Gemara weiter. But the Gemara saw another Kiddush over here. That means she's going to be left over with a very small keren. So the Gemara says, Keman ki hai tane. So the Bemison, this is a machlokes tanoim. The Sanya. We learned a baraisa, Hamelach v'hachoyl areze peiris. Pir shel gofris. Mach peire shel tzoriv, ameir oim ekeren, v'chachamim oim rim peiris. Now let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi, kiman omro Rav Nachman loho, de shiure pulte havele karne, that this small shiur is a keren. Ki haitane rabbonon de pligia de rameir. Now, Hamelach v'Hachel, Noflo lo Yerusha al Sfas Hayom, she yarshined al Sfas Hayom Charitzim Asuyim. That means on the edge of the ocean, there were certain Charitzim indentations, boirois, and this belonged to, this is what she yarshined. And what's the purpose of these Charitzim? Shemei Hayom Nichnosim Behem, the water used to flow into these charitzim, used to fill up the charitzim. Vachamo Miyavshoson, and the sun dries up the water. Voisin Melach, so you have a source of salt. Vehein Misrefois Maim Amurim Bemikram Etageminen Charitzayam. This the Pasuk speaks about such a thing. Vahachel, or she had a place that there's sand, Mokim Shanoitlum Chel Abinyim. So by these two things, Areze Peres. Vloy Amrinin Yimocha Oise Mokim Vilkach Bem Karke Bazriye, Lefi She'ein Piryoi Kolo Lo'ilom. He says, this is these charitzim and amokim choil produces keseda choil and salt. So the charitzim is like a place where you manufacture salt. That belongs to her. And the salt that gets manufactured, that's the peiris. The same thing is by the mokim hachoil. But what if you have pir gofris? Gumo. This is a pit. Shechoifrin heimenu gofris. That means this is a type of a sulfur mine. And you take gofris out of it. Vechein machpoirish shel tzorif alum belaz. Now this tzoriv shetzoivim ben begodim umeshi, this is a type of a dye. It's a type of a mine, and you take out this dye. V'choifren oisoi bekarke, you dig it out from the karke. So these are, this is a sulfur mine, a tzoriv mine. V'soifoi lechalis, but this is not endless. That means there's a certain amount of sulfur in this mine. And when you take it all out, it's finished. Then you have an empty moke. U'soifei l'chalois l'gia l'yisoid karka balm. Then you're going to end up with karka. You're going to end up these materials will be completely taken away. You're only ending up with karka. Is Rameyer Oimer Kerem. So Rameyer said, this whole thing is Kerem. That means this is not Peiris and Kerem. That means the whole value of the Pir Gofris is the Gofris. That's what the value is. I mean, later there's not too much you can do with it. So memele, so this is keren. So you sell it. V'yemocher v'yukach b'dom of karka l'fishe piryoy kola. That means the only profit you get from it is the sulfur, and you use up the sulfur. This is called, this is the keren, and the keren will get used up, and yoni zoschus peiris. V'chachomim oimrim peiris. She has, good, before she had a mine, now she has a hole. So he'll mine out the sulfur till it ends up. The Gemara said that Rav Nachman that said by Glime that he uses up the Beged and she's left with Shechokim, even though it's Purta the way Rashi says, she's left with very little. So here also, that's what the Chachamim said. He uses up, he mines the sulfur, and she's left with a hole. Idomi liksofim upeiris atlushim shenecholim iblishia. If she yarshin money, or if she yarshin peiris tlushim, so if you'll eat them up, so finish, there's nothing left. So that sicha is keren. And zikhi you sell and you buy peiris. Be buy a karke and then he eats peiris. Bechol pruto pruto, oye vayna moysen peiri, abikar ma'atzma. But like this, it's, here you have something left over, it's a psapurte, so here we have a machloikis, the chachomim and rameyim. Now, let us see Tosfos. Lola de Milse. Now, we had before, but we're talking about Abizardis or Pere de Kavri, we're talking about a fish pond in the forest. Machloikis, is this Pere? Is this Karen? Klola de Milse. So, the one that said that it's Karen, Bomir la Karne, and this is a Hemshech. Kloka Gizay Machlev Pere. Engizay Machlev Karne. That means if you take away the, you take away the peiris, nothing grows back, so then everything is a shame keren. This is our girse, and this is how Rashi was girse. Now, the Rach had a verkehrte girse, number one, and also he teached differently, number two. So, Mamela, we see we're going to have a problem according to the Rach. Rabbeinu Chananel goras as follows. Gizoy machlef karno. Ein gizoy machlef peire. So, he has a verkehrte girse. By us, it's gizoy machlef peire and gizoy machlef karno. But he has a different teich, peirish. Dovo sha'oichel ha'peiris va'keren miskayim. That's a teich gizei machlev. That means eats the peiris and the keren remains. Zel karno. So that's called a keren. Ve'in moichen oisei likach mimenu karka. This you don't sell. This is a keren. This is... That means the keren remains, he used up the peiris, and more peiris come. He's that yeah. The dovo shohu kolo, she'ein gizay machlev, have keilu noflo lo peiris, b'yukach bem karke. So, now let us just appreciate what the Rach did over here, and then we'll perhaps understand the kashas that Tosfos has on the Rach. The Rach did, firstly, he made a girse. Gizay machlef is karno, and gizay machlef is peire. That's a verkehrte girse that we had. But he also said that karma means that's good, that's karma means that's keren and peiris, and engiz and machlev, that's like peiris tlushim, so it's no good. So, theoretically, the Rach is saying the same thing what Rashi said, but it's saying it with different words and different translations. That's what the Rach accomplished. Gizay machlev is kalna, that means there's a keren that you can take peiris from it. And gizay machlev is peire, that means that's like peiris lushim, which you have to go and then you can't take peiris from this, you invest in something else. So peire means it's no good. It doesn't get a schus achilas peiris. Kalna means it is good. Lefiza omri lo peire. Now we had over here, let's speak, we had a fish pond over here. So we had a machloikis, is a fish pond peiro or is a fish pond karno? So according to the Rach, peiro means it's no good. Karno means it is good. So let us just look at the Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara says as follows. Peire de Kavre, omri lo peiro. That means It's no good. You sell it. Va'omri lo karna, it is good. Klola de milse, gizay machlef, karna, en gizay machlef peire. So it means the klola de milse is like the first mandiyoma that says en gizay machlef is peire. But the flow, it doesn't seem like that. Omri lo peire, va'omri lo karne, klola de milse. So it would seem that the klola de milse was said by the va'omri lo karne. And according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, the klola de milse was said by the one that said peire. Because that's the Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat. Omri lo peire means it's no good. And klola de milse, en gizlei machlef, is peire. So, the Seder is no good. The Kosher la Rashbe. The Mashme, the Omri la, Lefiz Omri la Peire, who the Koma la Hai Klole, the one who said Peire, said this cloud, the Abizar de So Peire de Kavri, Engiz la Machlok, the Perish Bekuntris. So the one Omri la Peire said this cloud, that Engiz a Machlok is Peire. The kosher la rashbe, the mashma domi la karni koma lai klola. From the loshen, it would seem that the one who said, it's karni said this klal, midalei noket omi la peire lipsoif. Period. That's one kash. The flow is not too good. Va'oit, kash number two, the Rabbeinu Chananel told us tight shverta. Peire means no good. Karni means is good. If she brought in a glime, peire havi. It's peire. Mechasi bei. So according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, peire means it's no good. Avle lemei mekarne. He should have said karne. Karne means it's good. Okay. Karne havi. Okay, that is already, that's kashus in the loshen. Okay. But now we'll get down to business. Hodiktoni pir gofris umach poirish shol tzorif. We had a mine, a sulfur mine, a tzorif mine. Rameya oime keren habi. Rameya says it's keren. Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel told us taitshva, the keren means it's good. It's good that they eat peiris. Havinami perushoi. So what's the taich? The choshev kekeren hamiskayim. Vabaloichol peiris. Vim ken koshe de rameya, dolktorim astis rameya, peiris mechuborim, shaman oisen kamehen yofen, viyulker ben karkavoichol peiris. Vigofris vetsov legriyimi peiris mechuborim. That means Tosfos is asking now Amira de Kekash. We had in the Mishnah, if she yarshened a field with tvua in it. So Rav Meir said, since the tvua did not grow by the husband, so this is Karen. So we shats up how much the tvua is, how much the value of the kark is because of the tvua, and we buy a new kark. So Rav Meir said, Amira de Kekash, peiris which did not grow by the husband is not peiris. That's called keren. And Rav Meir says over here that if there was a, the yarshind pir gofris, the yarshind a mine with sulfur. So Rav Meir says, karne, he takes the sulfur. The sulfur wasn't by him. This was, when she yarshened a mine with sulfur. And here Rav Meir has different problems over here, that she only left over with the mine. Rav Meir says, he takes the sulfur. So Frektach Tosfos, so you see from here, this is a shrek. This kasha is a merdike kasha and the rach. So you see, he takes the sulfur, even though it was not Godel Beshusa, it's called Peire. And in our Mishnah, the same Rameya says, if she yarshened a karka with Peiris Mechoborim, the Peiris Mechoborim, that's Karen Rameya said, he doesn't take the Peiris, it didn't grow by him. So it's a Shrek. Now, one more kashim. Oid. Da hashta avi Rav Nachman ki Rav Meir. Heistis, Rav Nachman said that a glime is also karne, should have said karne. That a glime, he wears the beged, and you're left over with shchokim, and that's like Rav Meir, that the husband takes the sulfur, and he leaves her over with the empty mind. That's what the goes. So comes that Rav Nachman is like Rav Meir. She's also very modern. We have a machlikas Ramey and the Chachomim, and Rav Nachman holds like Ramey, like a das yochid. So that also doesn't make sense. V'nire keperish akuntere. So the Rashi's pshat is very good. Everything stimmed. So we're back to the old gear. So we're back to the old teichvert and shalom al Yisrael. Rabbeinu Tam Goris. Rabbeinu Tam is goyres like the Rabbeinu Chananu. Umeforish, and he says pshat as follows. The lav benoflu lo pligi, and he says, abe zardese, that means like this, according to Rashi is as follows. According to Rashi, before we had a Gemara, what to buy? Do you buy the boti, you buy the dikli, whatever it is. Then all of a sudden, Abis, Aldis, and the Peri, the Kavri, and Usugye. Now we're talking about, is it Peri, is it not Peri? Rabbeinu Tam Goris, Rabbeinu Chananel, Umeforish, the Lav, Benoflu, Lo, Pligi. Not the Machloikis is, if she yarshened a forest, so the shaila is, does he get the wood? Doesn't get the wood. Im yimkerem im lav. Dehokoi ahod de koma pshite. It's going on before. It's the same sugya before. Are boti, are. Da airi benoflu loksofim. We are speaking about. Well, this is a continuation of the previous Gemara. We are speaking about now Noflu Loksofim. V'hokoi pluktayu. Ishiyarshin money. U'meforish de'im Noflu Loksofim. They have to buy something. V'roitze ha'bal liknes b'em abe zardes or peire de kavri. So now there's money. So the Baal says, I want to buy a forest. I want to buy a forest. I want to buy a fishing pond. Achein mashme mitech perish Rabbeinu Chananu. The meforish gizai machlev karno ilkach eiche tiktoni ilkach beim karke. And koino davishe gize machlof alme de beliknais airi. Period. Now, so let us just hear what Rabbeinu Tam said. We're talking about a different story. We're talking about, can he buy this money? He wants to buy a forest. Can he buy a forest? So the machloikis, the one man, the other says, no, this is not Karen and Peiris. The other one says, this is Karen and Peiris. The one that says, one, the manumer says, Karna, this is Karen the Peiris. Agabucha the El Sashach asks a Moiradike Kasha. He says, it's a pella to understand. He says, you have a forest, and let us say for all practical purposes, the property alone, let's say, is worth $100 and the trees are worth another $100. And what's gonna, he wants to buy the forest and he'll cut down the trees. He says it's a mu'im de kizach. He says that he should have a right
He's getting half of the Yashin $200, and he's taking a half of the $200 for himself, and this is Peiri. It's a very modern maise. Bish loime, if they Yashin this, so good, so memele. So this is the Peiri of the Kalke that she Yashin. He gets this. But here he's purchasing something, and half of the money. The money was Icha Karen. This is $200 of Karen. And half of the money, he's buying trees for himself. I mean, that's called the Peiris of the Karen. It's very modern to understand. It's very difficult to understand this Kasha the Yelos HaShachar asks. But Al Kaponim, Rabbi Netam learned like that. Rabbi Netam learned that one man, the Yomer, said, you have $200. If he wants it, if she has nothing better to offer, so he can do this. This is cool. So he's buying Karen a Peiri. He's buying Karen a Peiri. So now he says, if we're learning that like this, like Kosher Midi LePerish Rabbi Nechanan, Hoda Oma Rav Nachman Peira Have. So, the Taisvis is saying, we mentioned before the Rabbeinu Chananel did two things. He had a fakerta girse, and he teached differently. Karna means good, peira means no good. So Taisvis is saying, this oifen of teaching is dependent what you're talking about. If you're talking about purchasing, then karna means good and peira means no good. If you're speaking about that it fell by Yerusha, then we teach differently. Then peira means he has a right to take peiris from the Yerusha, and karna means then we teach opposite. That means the word peira and karna, how you teach it, it matters what you're talking about. If you're talking about purchasing, then karna is good and peira is no good. If you're talking about a nefila, then peira is good and karna is no good. So now let us see the afiza lekosha midi lepesha beinachanan. Hod omar Rav Nachman peirave. Taisus esta kashem, Rav Nachman had said that you're allowed to wear a beged. Peira have. So Taisus is according to beinachanan, he should have said karna have. No, we'll see in a minute. V'loi de Rav Meir ad Rav Meir. Here, Rav Meir said that karna have, that by, a pir shall gofris is karna. So Tais understood according to Ben Chananel, that means that he eats the peiris. What is his difference than peiris mechaborim? So the horse of Meiri, shemachneses leglima. There it's speaking about shemachneses leglima. Upir gofris vitzorif. Or there she's bringing in a mine. Vikori peiri. So there peiri means lemai da ochel bal peiris nichsemalut. From what she yarshened, he can eat the peiris. Avoloche mashe koinim biksofim. What you're able to be purchased. Shenoflu kori. Avoloche mashe koinim biksofim shenoflu. Here we're purchasing with the kess of koni karne, and what you're able to purchase, that's called a keren that has peiris. Mashe koinim kori peiri. The din peiris olok mashe peiris shemoch vikobem kark. Period. But that's all of, Mahir Taisus asks a moire de kekashe. According to Rashi, the end of the sugi and the beginning of the sugi is very problematic. The Meforish, Rashi says, the Ein Gizoy Machlif, if it's Ein Gizoy Machlif, Moichem. That means, so Rashi learned Pshat, that the Gemara said an Omed Aleph, Klola de Milse, Gizei Machlif, if Peiris comes out, and you always have, the Keren is always giving out Peiris, so then, that's called Peire. In the Gizay Machlev is called Peir, and Gizay Machlev is called Keren, and that's called Keren. La Perish Kundris Kosha, the Meforish, the Engizay Machlev, Bekitzer, something that if we use up the Peiris, new Peiris do not grow, like a harvest and like a fish pond, is Moichrim. So then you don't remain with this, you sell it, you buy a Kalke. So Taisvah says, Amore de Kekash and Rashi, the Gemara Namadalf and the Gemara Namadbeis is Tiridik. The Gemara Namadalf said, Ein Gizei Machlif, if new Peiris continually do not grow, that's called Keren. And Memele, you go and buy a Kalken, Huoichel Peiris. You don't remain with this. And what is this different? What is this different than a Beged? And what is this different than Pir v'Gofres? Pir shel Gofres. But Rabbeinu Tam niche, but according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it is good. Because the Gemara Namud Aleph is speaking about if you have money, what you should purchase and what you shouldn't purchase. Rabbeinu Tam niche, the Afal gab de en koinin lechat chile miksof moldova shegizei machlev. That's what the Gemara says. If you have money, you want to purchase something, you don't buy something shen gizlei machlev, but kshenoifolei biyerusha emaskiken oisei limke aloichol peiris kameishu atshich lakern kimishyeshir ktsas kmei beglime v'chol dedomile. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, these are two distinct Gemaras, and one does not have the same guidelines as the other. The Gemara Nomad Aleph has said you have cash, shiyarshin cash. Now the Shaila is, for this cash, can you purchase something that engis a machlev? So the Gemara says you can't purchase it. That is a din peire, according to the Rashi's, and you cannot purchase it. But here we're talking about the same thing, taka engiz emachlev, but it fell by Yerusha. So if it fell by Yerusha, that means if you're buying, we buy something that's gizei machlev. You're buying already, so buy something. So why should you put her in a predicament and she should end up with something in gizei machlev? You buy something that's gizei machlev. Masha enkein. Masha Enkein and Omid Beis, we're talking about this is what she yarshin. Now the Shaila is, can she remain with this Nalita Peiris of this, even though it's Engize Machle, or are you Mechuyev to sell it? So here we say that if she yarshin this, so this will be considered the Peiris, even though it's Engize Machle, since she's left over with a Keren. Keman loike rabono, v'loike chananye. As we had a memra of Rabbi Yanai, that Rabbi Yanai had said that goynev vlad nichse meluk, you pay kefil to the isha. So the Gemara understood that Rabbi Yanai holds that the vlad belongs to the isha. So the Gemara says that's not like the Rabbon, not like Hananya. Hashta mashme, now the Gemara understood the sava Rabbi Yanai, the vlad beimis melug leisha, that the vlad belongs to the isha. So Mamela, so the Gemara asked, no one holds the vlad belongs to the isha. If it is the way the Gemara understood now, that the Vlad belongs to the Isha im Kain, so why did Rabbi Yanai speak about a story with a Gneve in Kefil? That's your whole Chiddush. That Vlad Behemis Malug belongs to the Isha. And that's why the Kefil belongs to the Isha. So why did you talk about a Ganef in Kefil? Mechadish that Avlad Behemis Maluk is Kalne. Finished. It's a Tasnevad in Paris. Rechaish Lemisa, so Mamele, he can't take it. So talk, say Vlad Behemis Maluk belongs to the Isha. Bishloim el Rebusa Noket. No. If he'd say Vlad Behemis Maluk belongs to the Isha, so fine. So beloved, that's a cheshbon. Chashina lemise. So Memele, so he can't take the Vlad because the mother will die and he'll be stuck with and then she'll be stuck. So therefore she holds the Vlad. So the Vlad belongs to her. Fine. But now they stole the Vlad. So let him take the kefil al kaponim. Let the kefil be peiris al kaponim. Good, the Vlad she's holding on to. Because maybe the mother will die. But let him take the kefil. So Rabbi Yanni said, no, the kefil he also can't take. So he's telling us a double chiddush. He's telling us a chiddush that not only does the Vlad belong to the Isha, the kefil also belongs to the Isha. Peire de peire loy tekino le rabonim. So Taisva says, Davke, this is a psalmer de kechidish, peire de peire, lechkin le'ebonim. The Vlad belongs to him, but the cable doesn't belong. So Taisva is a psalmer de kechidish, Davke b'midi da'osim mi'alme. A revach that does not come mi'guf adovo. No, it's an outside revach, ki going kefil, Vlad, behemis, malug. That means this peire is not that means like this. Taisus means to say as follows. If a person has a Vlad, that means the wife Yashin the Behime had a Vlad. The Vlad belongs to him. That's the Vlad belongs to him. Fine. Now this Vlad have a Vlad. That's no Shaila. That also belongs to him. The Vlad this is, the Vlad this is. That what the Gemara said, Peirid the Peirid like the Kinner Abonon, means a peiri da osi mi alme. That means it's a chitzainiistike peiri. It's a zaitike revach that came about. This revach, that Rabbi Yanni said doesn't belong to him. This is not a direct peiri for what he possesses. This is a zaitike revach. Aber pshite, the peiri namit kine lo rabon, kvisnam ba koisit. Lo oyla mo oychel peiri peiris ad she yichtoi. For ho de komal, so what is Taisva saying? Fine. So for ho de komal mishalom tashlume kefil isha. So it says he pays the kefil to the isha. So Taisva says let's make things clear. Haini kefil luchudei. The kefil he pays to the isha. Avol keren lebal. That's some say poshit. Because the Vlad belongs to him. So the Keren, you stole my Behemi gift. If I stay, I get the Keren. The Kefil is a new profit that came about through the Gneve. That's Peire the Peire that belongs to him. Vihitsha, so now Taisa Sakashi, payment. So Taisa says, the goin of behemis maluv atzma shehi shel isha. What will be the din if a person will steal the wife's behemis, the behemis will steal? So have a kefil, the baal, then the kefil belong to the baal, do holei havi peire de peire. This is peiris of the keren. And that's what should be. The Gainev Vlad Behemis Malug Dahavi the Baal, and if the Ganev steals the Vlad that belongs to the Baal, have a Kefil Isha. So this is Shreklich Modne. It's Mamish Vinahapachu. The Ganev steals her baby, pays Kefil to the Baal. He steals the Baal's baby, pays Kefil to the Isha. It's Mamish. It doesn't make sense. V'rivon pirish the kolshkein behemis malug atzma dava kefil isha. No, we're not learning the right pshat in the Gemara. The behemis malug zicha the kefil belong to the isha. V'hochi perushi. Peire. Even lehavi mi'alme tkinu le'labonah. Perek, even the Lehavi may almet kinilei rabbona. A peire that is not meyalme, that's mean from the gufa dova, that peire tkinule rabon, a peire that doesn't come meyalme. Vuhu adin peire de peire, that doesn't come meyalme. That means, if he has a vlad, and the vlad is another vlad, it also belongs to him. Ha peire de osi meyalme, vle tkinule, vcholshkein peire de osi meyalme. That means, but if the peire that's osimi alma that's coming from his peire and koshken a peire the osimi alma that's coming from a behemah later kinale. Just want to see the last taisvis shani hosam the ika oira. So the Gemara says she ends up with the oir. I feel that the behemah will die. She'll have oir, so that's called she has a keren. Tzas teima l'rash b'dachoshev oire shiel ima yiroitza l'shoich teine yocho. The Rash passed a very interesting kasha. If you say oire is a shiel, so she has a behemoth, she says, you know what? No, the payrus of the behemoth is the meat. I'm gonna shech the behemoth, I'm gonna eat the meat, and what's the keren? The keren is the yoyer.